I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about increased pressure. We're in this time of the year right now. We're in the middle of August, and it's a hot time of year. It's also a time of year where you may be experiencing some increased pressure, like things are coming at you from every angle in life, and it looks like you don't have enough time to get it all done. There might be some pressures and things like that that you got to persist through. And this time of year is a reminder for us that Jesus is our faithful high priest. He knows how to navigate us through the tests, the trials, the temptations, all these types of things. He knows how to navigate us through these things in our lives and help us to handle pressure in our lives. Because really, truthfully, the pressure can actually help to mature us, help to grow us, help to take us to the next level. You know, you think about a garden hose. If you put your finger on the end of the garden hose, it's putting some increased pressure on the water, but it makes the water shoot out faster and further. So an increase in pressure is actually designed in God's yearly cycle to actually shoot us forward, to accelerate us to the next level faster, but just sometimes it feels unpleasant when we're in the middle of it. But we're going to get started with prayer, and then we'll talk about increased pressure a little bit more here. Now, if you're new to us, the way we do our daily communion meditations is we start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer, which is about a two-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get our hearts and minds positioned in the light, to begin to magnify that light that God has put within us, and to plan our upcoming day with God. And it's about going about your day, executing those things that you know to do, doing them with a good attitude, trusting that God is there with you. And then we also take a couple minutes to get still and to listen and to follow God's leading and his voice as he begins to lead us in our lives. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families and friends and everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace that's given to us in Christ Jesus before time ever began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that we would just know you more and more, and that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that you put within us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe that nothing is impossible for you. That same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above, so far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and you made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I just ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to just help us navigate through these times of pressure and to use it correctly to accelerate us to the next level. Father, I just ask you to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. Father, I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So let's get started with the other half of prayer. Our first step, getting positioned in the lights, getting our hearts and minds position in the light. And we've been released from darkness, transferred into the light, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. And that happens through the forgiveness of sins. So we got to receive that forgiveness from God. Then we have to forgive ourselves. We have to give ourselves that same grace and forgiveness in the middle. We often beat ourselves up or condemn ourselves and put that pressure. We increase the pressure on our own selves. A lot of times we bind and put pressure on our own selves. And we got to release some things off of ourselves. We can receive forgiveness from God. If we ever feel like we miss it, we can run to Him. But then we got to give ourselves that same grace and forgiveness and stop putting pressure on people. God didn't design us to put pressure on people. We got to release some things that other people are doing to us, to walk in the light with them, to take the pressure off of them. Think about this. God wants us to take the pressure off of ourselves and to take the pressure off of other people. There's no need for you to put pressure on other people. There's already enough pressure. Go to God and allow Him to work and ask for His help rather than you trying to force and put pressure on other people. Receive God's grace and help. If you have an issue with another person, go to God and pray about it. You can talk to them politely in a way that gives them grace and mercy and not put so much pressure on them, and go to God and put the pressure on Him to get things done that you need done. It's a different way of operating in this world. We have to learn not to put pressure on people. We have to learn that. Now, positioning in the light. We get positioned, releasing of sins, forgiveness of sins. Then we got to magnify that light. We can begin to magnify that light and make it brighter and bigger by focusing on it, by magnifying it through gratitude, by focusing on what's going well, focusing on how much progress you made, how far God has brought you, rather than looking at how far you have to go. So just taking a minute to think about, what are some things that I'm grateful for over the last 24 hours? What steps forward did I take recently? How far has God brought me in my life? Look back and gain some encouragement from those things rather than feeling discouraged about how far you have to go. And then let's get into emotions. Emotions are our indicators. Emotions are feedback, letting us know what we're magnifying on the inside of us, letting us know what we're focused on, letting us know what we're believing on in our heart, letting us know what we're meditating on in our mind and imagination. I like to think of peace and joy as some of my best indicators. Peace is my indicator that I'm single-minded in my focus, that I'm magnifying God rather than magnifying the problems in my life. When we begin to look at the problems and magnify them, we get double-minded and we begin to waver back and forth. That's a sign that we're not in true faith. True faith is single-minded, focused on God, magnifying Him, that He's bigger than the problems. That changes the way you speak. It changes the way you act. It changes everything when you're focused on that. And then joy is our indicator of presence, that we're living in the present moment, and we're aware of God's presence in the present moment, because in His presence, there's fullness of joy. And this is God's joy. It's the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. And so oftentimes we get caught up living in regret over the past or worried about an uncertain future, looking out at things that we think might happen that probably will never happen. And we get worried about these things. We've got to stay in the present moment. That's where God's grace is. That's where His presence is. We got to stay in the present moment. That's what we talk about often. Do the things that you know to do. Over the next 24 hours, what are the things that you know to do? Not the things that you're fuzzy on, not the things that you're uncertain on. What do you know to do today? And just begin to make your plan. What are the things that you know need to happen today? And you might be saying, well, I know I've been having that nudge on the inside. I know I need to start eating better, to start exercising, to start being more present with my family, to start doing this and this. Or I know I need to renew that certification or do this thing around the house. I know I need to do those things. We keep procrastinating or putting them off. Or I know God's been prompting me to start writing this piece of music or writing this book or starting this business, whatever it is. How could you just take one step forward today? How could you just get started? What do you know to do? And take action and do it with a good attitude. Two big pieces. Do the things that you know to do and do them with a good attitude, with peace and joy and confidence in God, because that's a sign that you're trusting Him, that you're aware of Him helping you. Remember, you don't have to do these things alone. God is there with you, side by side with you, in you, working in you, side by side with you to help you to execute these things that He's showing you to do. It's truly an amazing gift. He gives us the promptings and the nudges of knowing what to do. And He also equips us and empowers us to do it in His strength. It's a pretty powerful formula. And then I think it's good to take a couple minutes before we get into our time of communion today just to get still and to listen. And just ask this simple question: God, what is the most important things that you're trying to teach me or show me today? God's always trying to speak to us, and it's his voice that leads us to this spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. But we got to take the time to tune in and to listen to him. So just taking a couple minutes, maybe 3 to 5 minutes, just get still, reflect back on your day. What was God teaching me? What was he showing me? And just connect with him, talk with him, listen to whatever he would have for you that day. And then make sure to write it down. Recording your journey is one of the most important keys to all of this. Because you're going to see God's going to begin to stack one lesson upon the next. And you'll be able to look back at the things that he's taught you for reminders and for encouragement, which is actually going to be something we're going to be talking about today. How this whole message came about today was recording my journey. So yesterday was August 13th. Friday the 13th, actually, as I was looking at it. Yesterday was August the 13th, Friday the 13th. And it seemed like there was a lot of pressure. Things were coming at me from every angle. Seemed like there was not enough time to get everything done that I wanted to get done. All these types of things. And an increase in pressure was happening. And I was kind of praying about this before bed. I was doing what we're just talking about doing. I was taking a couple minutes. I like to do it before bed. A couple minutes to just get still, reflect on the day. What was I learning? What was I hearing? What was God showing me? And I found that I got a little bit too busy. I wasn't tuned in for a couple parts of the day. I'm just thinking about how, man, this was a kind of a busy day, a lot packed in one day. And I felt like God was prompting me or nudging me. Hey, pull up, I have it on my phone, on my Kindle, pull up your book, The Miracle Year. So I pull up the book, The Miracle Year. And The Miracle Year, the second half of the book, it talks about God's yearly cycle. And usually every week, a lot of the messages that we do are coming out of the timing of what's in that book, about how different times of the year, there's different themes about what you're going to be experiencing in your life. And what you'll find is that it becomes very prophetic. You can predict what's going to be coming a lot of times in your life based on what season of the year we are in. So I open up the book, and I had forgot about this. I open up the book, and on August 12th, I had written in there, this time of year, you may be experiencing an increase in pressure. This time of year, you may be experiencing an increase of pressure. Anytime the heat raises, pressure begins to increase as well. As the heat goes up, the pressure begins to increase as well. Now, why is there pressure? There's a time of the year where it's earlier in the year, in the before the springtime, where the pressure is low. It's low pressure, and you find that time begins to move really quickly. It feels like time is accelerating. Time is going by really quickly. It's like, man, where did the day go? As we get into this time of pressure, it's hot, and it begins to feel like time is going to begin to slow down. As we move forward to the Day of Atonement on September 16th, it's going to feel more and more like time begins to slow down. And what's happening? That's going to be an increase in pressure. Anytime the time begins to slow down, we're going to have an increase in pressure. Now, one of the things we teach a lot in the gym world, I did personal training for about 20 years, is that we would occasionally slow down the tempo or the pace at which we lift the weights. And what is that doing? It's increasing the amount of pressure and tension in the muscles and in the body. And one of the biggest keys to handling pressure, a couple of big keys that we would often tell clients. Number one, breathe. Take the time to take a deep breath in. So you got to slow down during this time of year where there's an increased pressure. Pressure is a signal for you to slow down and to simplify. To slow down and to simplify. So take some time, slow down, take a deep breath. One of the other big things I found during this time of the year is actually wrote it in the Miracle Year book in that passage I was looking at yesterday. Going for walks with God. Take 10, 20, 30 minutes and just go outside. Go for a walk with God. Just walk with him, pray with him, connect with him. I started this habit several years ago, actually when I was going through my miracle year. And it was around this time of year that I began to develop that habit. And because I had just so much pressure on me, going for a walk seemed like the only thing I could do. And when you have that pressure on you, going for a walk can be symbolic of, you know what, God, I'm trusting in you. I'm trusting that even though I've got all this pressure, I'm going to take the time to connect with you. It's a time, it's a reminder to slow down. And to simplify, to slow down. When we would slow down in the gym and people go slower, what happens is when the slower tempo happens, you begin to feel inside of your body all of the connections. As I'm doing, let's say, bicep curls, I can feel how my bicep and my tricep begin to work together as a pair. And I begin to make these connections in my mind of how all the muscles begin to work together. And so a lot of times when we have these times of pressure, we might have some disorder going on in our life. It's like we've got pieces going on everywhere. And sometimes God throws us into disordered environments on purpose with the expectation that we have the ability to create order. If we'll stay tuned into him, he knows how to teach us how to create order out of that situation and in that situation. But it requires slowing down, tuning into him, listening, and simplifying down. That's what this pressure is. Pressure is a signal to slow down, to simplify, to connect with him, and also to what? To roll the pressure onto him. When you're feeling all that pressure on you, that's a signal of some things that you have to give to him. You are not made to handle all that pressure. Now, I want you to remember this. Enough time and enough pressure are the keys to creating change in something many times. Enough time and enough pressure. And the good news is God gives us extended time, so he doesn't have to put as much pressure on us early. But this time of year, we've got the deadline coming up in the fall of the Day of Atonement, which is like the closing of the year. So it was like a deadline on the yearly cycle. So you're going to feel that there's going to be an increase in pressure as we get closer to the deadline, but time is also going to begin to slow down. And so we're going to take communion here and just believing that Jesus went through incredible pressure for us. When he was going to the cross, he was under so much pressure that he began to sweat blood. He was under so much pressure. He felt all that pressure of going to the cross. I believe he felt all the pressure. He bore all that pressure for us on the cross for us. Today's going to be simply receiving that we can roll these pressures over onto him, onto God, and that Jesus as our high priest can begin to navigate us through these pressures of life. And one of the most amazing things I've learned in my walk with God is that we should actually rejoice when there's pressures on us. Because what happens is if you stay tuned into him, he's going to show you how to navigate through these pressures. And you're going to come out every time pressure gets put on you, you're only going to get better. Some people, you put pressure on them and they fall apart, they crumble, they get worse. But when you're walking with God, you stay tuned into him and connected to him, you keep persevering through it. There's a time of year where you may have to persevere, but if you'll persevere and you'll stay tuned into him, you'll slow down, you'll simplify, go for walks with him, roll that pressure onto him. He's going to teach you how to handle that pressure so that every time pressure comes on you, all that happens is it just accelerates you to the next level faster. And eventually you begin to look at it as a gift. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we can roll these pressures onto you and you can just make us come out of them shining at a higher level every time. We can come out of them better and more beautiful every single time. We just thank you for that. With Jesus, we just thank you that for the pressure that you endured for us and you are faithful to navigate us through these pressures of life. Father, we just thank you for your steadfast, unfailing love for us, and that nothing is impossible for you. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he said, "Take it," told his disciples, "Take it. Receive that he makes you right with God. Your sins have been wiped away. He makes you holy and righteous and perfect. And we can stand and even sit in God's presence with freedom and confidence. And he knows how to navigate us through these pressures of life to come out on the other side better than you went in. So Father, we just thank you for this bread and just ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. this new covenant. We can have this covenant relationship with God. He's right there with us. He's doing life with us. And I believe as we go through these pressures and we see him come through just again and again and again, just how faithful he is, how much he loves us, that nothing's impossible with him. And we see him come through time and time again as we go through these pressures, and we just keep coming out on the other side better than we went in every single time. Just helps us to know him better, to know his heart and his intentions and just his goodness and his love for us. Jesus said in John 17:3, "This is eternal life, that they would know you, God, and Jesus Christ, whom you've sent." This is eternal life, that they would know you, that we would know him, this personal relationship with him. And as we go through these times of pressure, it's this opportunity to just know him and his heart for you at an even higher level. It's supposed to be a time when the pressure comes, slow down and press into him more. Press into him and connect with him even more, because he's the one that can navigate you through it. He can do more than we can do on our own. But Father, we just thank you for this cup. We just thank you for this new covenant of love and of peace that you've given to us. Thank you, Lord. I ask you to bless this cup in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. All right, so now it's about walking it out. Slow down. Simplify. Keep your eyes fixed on him. Magnify him on the inside. Make him bigger than the problems and the pressures. And then that grace has got to flow through you. So here's what I want you to do. We're supposed to be reducing pressure on other people. How can you reduce the pressure on other people? By giving them the same grace and love that God has given you. Give them extended time. Give them grace and mercy. Let his love flow through you to help them navigate through some pressures in life, maybe. As you see opportunities to do good for people in that way, take those and they will help you navigate through the pressure even more. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, we can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.